This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Five of the Lehigh Valley's 11 producer-only farmers markets will open this weekend. I visited one farmer and got a preview of the fresh produce that's coming our way.
Hi, I'm Liz Wagner, and I own and operate Crooked Row Farm.
Liz Wagner farms about 10 acres in the Lehigh Valley. She's sold produce at both farmers markets and from her own farm in Orfield. We met recently and stood out of the rain in the market's back room, both wearing face masks. I asked her, what's the big deal about farmers markets?
Well, obviously my answer to this is a little bit biased as a farmer, but farmers markets are a fantastic way to get fresh, local product from people you can, you know, over time come to have a very intimate relationship with. I love the farmers markets and seeing all the people there because, you know, a lot of those vendors are my friends just from years of interactions.
She says that today a farmer who sells locally needs to understand soils and crops, but also social media. Her customers want to connect with the producers who grow their food.
Sometimes it's hard. You get a little bogged down with the emails and the Instagram and things like that. But I think a lot of people understand now more than ever why that's very important for everyone just to feel safer and to feel like more at home, you know, because we're not going to be able to hang out and interact the way we did before.
Given the limitations imposed by the pandemic, the farmers markets that open this weekend will need to put safety ahead of sociability, says Allison Zapp. She's the director of Buy Fresh, Buy Local of the Greater Lehigh Valley, an advocacy group promoting local foods.
So there's definitely going to be a lot of signage and sort of monitoring of that situation to keep people safely distanced. Certainly, we don't want people walking up and touching food they're not going to buy. So just trying to keep more distance between people and the food, which makes food overall safer for people anyway.
She's confident that the markets are up to the task, ready to comply with guidance from the CDC and the state ag department. And she notes that while industrial food producers have had highly publicized troubles, unsalable crops plowed under, livestock euthanized, milk dumped, local producers have adapted quickly and found new customers eager to buy.
So it's been an interesting kind of look about how people are discovering local foods now and how they're able to appreciate where local farmers can step in and provide for them in other ways than the industrial food system or grocery store can.
Back at Crooked Row Farm, I asked Liz Wagner just what's available from local producers at the farmers markets.
I guess the best thing about living in the Lehigh Valley, everything's available here. Like, I have local meat people, I have local dairy people, there's a person in the Lehigh Valley who has a fishing boat and does salmon specifically. You know, like, it's very comprehensive. There are bakers, there are gluten-free bakers, there are all kinds of vegetables. You kind of get the full spectrum here.
My experience is that farmers are always busy, and Liz has chores to do, fresh eggs to collect, and young vegetables to tend. We walk into the tunnel. It's a plastic-covered steel frame structure behind the market, a greenhouse with almost 2,000 square feet of neat rows of vegetables, some ready to harvest.
So, this is an entire bed of arugula. This is an entire bed of this stuff right here is mizuna, and then there's tatsoi and mustard greens. So this is part of our spring mix.
At the farmers markets that open this weekend, Allison and Liz are in agreement. Know what you want, keep some distance, look but don't touch. If you pay with cash, have exact change, and look for the early produce. Greens, salad mix, fresh eggs, garlic, baked goods, and hot sauce that has been put up over the winter. And look forward to the strawberries and asparagus and rhubarb that are coming soon.
Cut for salad mix, and it has like a nice regrowth. And then these are radishes. So they grow faster so you can pull them out and then we'll be able to put the tomatoes right in.
The Easton, Nazareth, and Trexlertown Farmers Markets open Saturday, Emmaus and Saucon on Sunday.